Okay, Rabbi Usai, we're learning the dinim of Hefsek Tahara and Shiva Nikim that appear in Yerodeya, Simen Kuf Tzadivav. And Simen Kuf Tzadivav, if Beis is a halacha that Rasa Yom Echad Bovadu, Pascha Boba Yom, Tzucha Livdok, Atma B'moch Dochuk, Vishi Hesham Kobein Hashmashals. The halacha is, if you have a one-day re'iyah, and one-day re'iyah only, so then you have to do the bedika with a moch dochuk, and it has to stay there the entire Bein Hashmashis. This is the Shita, the Gra says, like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. In other words, in the Mishnah, if you remember, we went through this, there were three Shitos in the Mishnah. Shita number one in the Mishnah says that a Bedikas Shachris is going to help only on Day Zion. Shitas two in the Mishnah, the Shita of Reb Yehuda, is that Bedikas Shachris never helps. Shita 3 in the Mishnah says that Bedikas Shachris will help, but right only days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Right? It didn't say anything about day 1. The Braisa entertained that maybe even on day 1 Bedikas Shachris should help. And this Shita in Shulchan Aruch, says the Gra, is assuming that on day 1 Bedikas Shachris won't help. Because on day 1... it's assumed that niftach ma'ayana, that since she bled today and today only, so therefore bedika shachris will not help, and that's what the mechaber is assuming. The Ramah, however, says b'di'eved a bedika samach l'bein hashmashes will help, even if you don't have a meich, but bedika shachris won't help. No. Now, first of all. Right, the Ramah is saying that if you have a one-day flow and one-day flow only, so then Bedika Shachris won't help, but Bedika Samach L'Bein Hashmashas will help. The Pischei Tshuva here quotes from the Dago Meirevava that effectively what that means is that the Bedika has to be after Mincha Ketana. Okay, wonderful. So, Halacha L'Maisa, Mechaber assumes that if you have a one-day flow and one-day flow only, you need a mochtachuk le'ikuva. Ramos says mochtachuk is not required le'ikuva, but what is required le'ikuva is a bedika after minche ketana. Now, if one would be studying in the Bernard Reffel Graduate School down the hall, so one could make the following argument. And again, we're in the Beis Medrash, but we could still say it over anyway, I think. I think it's permitted. So the argument goes like this, that the term mochtachuk is not found among any of the Bali HaTaisras. The term mochtachuk is found in the Rashban Taras Habayis. The term mochtachuk is found in the Ramban in Hilchas Nida. Chachmei Sfarad have mochtachuk as a term. Chachmei Ashkenaz v'tzarfas never have the term mochtachuk. Never have it. So one could argue just that the Lashon HaMishnah is that you need a Bedika Samach L'Bein Hashmashos or something like that. So that's all you need. And that's what Chachmei Ashkenaz are saying. But for some reason, Chachmei Sfarad assume whenever you need a late day Bedika, so you also need a Moch Dachuk. But the term Moch Dachuk is never mentioned by Chachmei Ashkenaz. Im Kenem HaDavarim, if we're correct, so Yesh L'Ha'ir on the Chavis Das, no? The Chavis Das, who, as we know, was super smart. His name was? Who was the Chavis Das gentleman? Rabbi Jacob Loberbaum, the Nesivos. Good, okay, you know my lines. So the Nesivos in the Chavis Das and Sifkat and Aleph disagrees with this halacha. And the Nesivos says that whenever you were bleeding that same day, you need a Moich Dachuk, no? Remember, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a din of bleeding one day and one day only. But the Chavis Das Tainus, if you were bleeding the same day, so then you really need Moch Dachuk Me'ikar Hadin. At least that's the way many of the Svarim quote it. But Achor, this can't be correct. We could say that if you're bleeding the same day, you need a Bedika Samach L'Bein Hashmashas Me'ikar Hadin. Because that's what the Bali HaTosis say. But the Bali HaTosis never mentioned Moch Dachuk. Again, the Nesivos actually does not really write Moich Dachuk, but The Yesod of the Nesivus is interesting that he says whenever you're bleeding the same day, you need a bedikas samachodei nashmashes. And then the Nesivus goes a step further. The razzle dazzle mahalach of the Nesivus is, let's say a woman is bleeding for 3 days or 4 days in a row. So then we're choshesh that maybe days 1, 2, and 3 were not dam tameh, were dam tohar. And then maybe it's considered a one-day flow and one-day flow only, and you need a meichdachuk meikar haden. No? Even if the woman has blood coming out of her vagina for 4 days, but it could be that days 1, 2, and 3, the blood was not really halachic blood. Only on day 4 was it halachic blood. And therefore, zakna nesivus, it could be, that's considered a one-day flow and one-day flow only, and even according to the mechaber, you should need a meichdachuk. Now, the cheshbon over here, probably, that the Nesivus is making is interesting. The Nesivus is probably saying that days 1, 2, and 3 were not Dam Tummy. And because days 1, 2, and 3 are not Dam Tummy, therefore it's only considered Niftach Ma'ayana on day 4. When I was learning Hilchos Nida here in Yeshiva, I think it was probably 7 or 8 years ago already, Rabbi Yaakov Grun, who has now finished Kolal Oyon and is a Rebbe in Henk, no? So Rabbi Grun was in my shir. So Rabbi Grun had the Ha'ara, he said, 1 second, but Tosas and Yud Zayin Tainas, there are two opinions in Tosas and Yud Zayin Amabit, as to whether Dam Tohar and Dam Tomei comes from the same location, no? Is it different between Dam Tohar and Dam Tomei, that the location where it's coming from? Or is it a difference like in color or something like that? One could argue that if Dam Tohar and Dam Tomei is coming from the same location, so then effectively you might have a Niftach Mayana for the Dam Tohar also, no? In other words, what the Nesivus is assuming is that, it's concerned Niftach Mayana today, because today, day 4, is when the Dam Tomei really came. But that's not so pashut. It could be that the Niftach Mayana was on day 1 for the Dam Tohar, right? And 1, 2, and 3, Dam Tohar, again, that would raise issues in terms of the Hargasha, like we spoke about, whether Hargasha has to be each day or whether one Hargasha suffices. But that was just Yaakov Grun's Ha'ara that he made in my youth. Okay, should we go on, gentlemen? So what we have is a one-day flow, and one-day flow only, according to the Mechaber, requires a mochdachuk, according to the Ramah, requires a bedika somoch lebein hashmashes. The Gra over here, in Osches, disagrees with the Ramah, no? The Gra in Osches basically maintains that the Mechaber is correct. Since the Rambam agrees with the Mechaber, etc., so by Betikas Yom Rishon, you really need a Moch Dachok. That's what the Gra says. Again, Lahalach, I think we'd rely on the Ramah, B'diyevet, obviously. Now, the Shach is bothered by Yakasha. He quotes on the Ma'adane Melach. Who's the Ma'adane Melach, by the way? What? The Tosis Yantiv. Very good. Ma'adane Melach is a Tosis Yantiv. There is a good biography, the Tosis Yantiv, written by Joseph Davis, that you could purchase at the Sfarim sale, which includes a very important chapter about the Tosas Yontiv's role in the defenestration of Prague. Okay? It was like a story. Most of you probably don't know what defenestration means. That's why you have to buy the book. Defenestration means you throw them out of the window. No? Correct? Okay. It's very important halacha. Now, so the Tosas Yontiv and the Madani Melch is bothered by Akasha. How can you have a re'iyah for 1 day and 1 day only and then do hefsek tahara? L'cha'ira, right, we learn later on in Se'if Yud Aleph and following that Se'if Yud Yud Aleph, that Poleta Shechvas Zera cancels 1 day during the Shiva Nikiyim. It doesn't count as a Yom Naki. And for that reason, we don't allow you to do a hefsek tahara until day 6. After you start bleeding, no? Until the 6th day after you start bleeding, or until the end of day 5, so that day 6 will be day 1, I should say. So in the Shalotasha Elah, Frek the Shach Akasha from the Madani Melech, how can you have a re'iyah of 1 day and 1 day only when we know that you have to wait the days of Poletas? That's the Shach's Kasha. Ellie, you seem confused.
No, but doesn't the end of the Shulchan Aruch tell us, like, a few simanim later that
So the Mechaber himself has ways to remove it. Now the Mechaber would say that if you douche, if you wash yourself out, it's going to be okay. But Ashkenazim make a Zeris, lo shimsha to shimsha, and we hold that maybe you didn't do such a good job to get all the Zera out. So the Shas Kasha's Alkopanim, according to the Ramah. How can you have a one day and one day only flow and do Hefsek the same day? According to the Ramah, that can never happen. Azoy frek the Shach, no? So Rabbi Shach gives an answer that is a little bit hard to understand. Rabbi Shach's answer, I think, is that you could be mako by a kesem. Now, the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah points out, dear Shach, what are you talking about? You can make a by a kesem. The Shach, in the beginning of his Shaila, right, when the Shach quotes the Madani Melech's question, the Madani Melech is assuming that by kesem you also have to wait the 5 days. So the Shach answers, no, by kesem you don't have to. So frek the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah, dear Shach, what the heck are you talking about? First you tell me by kesem you still have to wait 5 days. Then at the end you tell me by kesem you don't have to wait 5 days, like... You're just like contradicting yourself within three lines of the Shach, no? Isn't that what Dag HaOmer Rav Avah asks, Mr. Press?
There are questions.
What? There are questions. Dag HaOmer Rav Avah, I think, asks this question. Yes, sir.
Wasn't his... He answered that there's a distinction between Tchilas Meisfir and during Meisfir, right?
And also whoa, that's a different answer of the Shach. The Shach first answered, V'nira li denaf gemina hecha dechazer raza b'teichi meisfira.
In other words,
since you're in the middle of the Shiva Nikim and you couldn't have had Bia beforehand, so you don't have to wait to the 5 days of Poletus, because since I couldn't have had Bia, because Me'ikar, I did in the middle of Shiva Nikim, and Bia's like really, really, really bad. If you sleep with your wife during Shiva Nikim, that's like really non-orthodox, no? Right? So like, it's probably even worse. Even worse than women rabbis, Rachman al-Utslan. No? So, what's going on? That's the Shach's kasha. That's the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah's kasha on the Shach, the Siyun the Shach. So again, so Shach asks, how do you ever have a case of a one day and one day only Re'iyah? So the first answer, the Shach is, you have a one day only Re'iyah during Shiva Nikiyam, and then you don't have to wait the 5 days of Poletus. And then the Shach answers, maybe by Kesem, you could be Meko, Bein B'mei HaSfira, Bein B'Tchila. You saw that in Nusach. Bein B'mei HaSfira, Bein B'Tchila. So that's where the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and says, B'Tchila! You told me before that B'Tchila, you have to wait Poletus days by a Kesem. What's going on here? So, they further point out that the Shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, the Shach discusses whether by a kesem you have to wait the days. And the Shach quotes from the Levush that by kesem, bein shimsha, bein lo shimsha, you have to wait. V'chein lehagen. Meaning that the minig is that by a kesem, even if they didn't have tashmir shamita beforehand, you still have to wait. And if the V'chein Lehagen in Sivkat and Chaf Aleph is the Shach's own words, so then we don't have the answer that the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah himself gives. You see, the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah wants the answer that if it's a Kesem below Shimsha, you could be Meko on the 5 days. No? However, if the V'chein Lehagen in the Shach in Sivkat and Chaf Aleph is saying that the minig is that even by kesem below shimsha you wait 5 days, so that would contradict the Dag HaOmer Rav Avah's proposed answer. So there's a whole literature that maybe the V'chein Nohagen and the Shach and Sifkat and Chaf Aleph are the Levush's words, it's not the words of the Shach himself. And in some of the razzle dazzle Shulchan Aruch, they make a big deal about this, I don't know. L'maisa, I think there are some who would be meiko, halacha l'maisa, that if it's a kesem, v'lo shimsha, you could be meiko, that you don't have to wait the 5 days. That might be the pshat in the Shach. Look in the Sidrei Tahara and Sifkat and Yud. and the Sutra Tahara and Sifkatin Mem and try to figure out exactly what they're saying. Nothing over here is simple, but that could be the answer that the Shach is giving. Either the Shach says we're talking be'emtza Zayin Nekiyim, or we're talking about a Kesem Bitchila, when it's Lo Shimsha, and that's the way the Dago Merivava wants to learn the Shach. Yes, sir.
What does our yeshiva hold on this?
The issue like comes up so rarely. Honestly, this is like a really rare issue. First of all, Ksamim, it's really rare that a Kesem is going to be a problem. And a Kesem B'loi Shimsha before... I don't know. I think I don't have any clear Masura how to paskin. If the issue would come up, I'd probably look into it again. I'd probably be inclined to be Meikol just because I'm modern Orthodox. But I don't know. Fine. Now the Chavis Das would answer that you could have a one day Re'iyah and one day Re'iyah only in a very simple case. In other words, any 4 day Re'iyah, according to the Chavis Das, is potentially a 1 day Re'iyah and 1 day Re'iyah only. Because the Chavis Das is worried that days 1, 2, and 3 might be Dam Tohar, right? So therefore, 4 day Re'iyah is a 1 day Re'iyah. Right, that's like advanced mathematics, guys, right? You got it? Okay, that's the Chavis Das. Now, the Toiris Hashlamim and Os Yud Gimel and the Chazon Ish both have a different mahalach over here. Zad the Toiris Hashlamim and the Chazon Ish, that who says Hefsek Tahara has to be right next to Shiva Nekiyim? But remember, in order to begin Shiva Nekiyim, I need a Hefsek Tahara beforehand. One could argue that maybe the din is I'm not allowed to begin Shiva Nekiyim until the days of Peletas have gone. But my Hefsek Tahara, who says that it has to be Tzamud to Haskolas Zayin Nekiyim? Maybe my Hefsek Tahara is on Monday, right? It's like a line in Yeshiva Shereid, right? The Hefsek over here and the Zayin Nekiyim is over there, right? Maybe the Hefsek is on Monday and I'm not going to begin Zayin Nekiyim until Thursday, Friday. What's so bad about that? Zak the Chazon Ish, that's the pshat in this din. If you have a one-day flow, and one-day flow only, so then when you do Hefsek, you have to make sure you have a Melech Dachuk, according to the Mechaber. You have to make sure the Hefsek is after Mincha Ketana, according to the Ramah. I can't start Shiva Nekiyim until I finish up all concerns of Poletas days in Hochanami. Don't start your Shiva Nekiyim until 4 days from now. But your Hefsek will be over here. The Yisod of the Toras Hashlamim Menos Yud Gimel is, you know, there are certain minhagim that women don't go into cemeteries when they're nidos, no? I am surprised how many shailas I get about this, because, like, this is heebie-jeebie land. This isn't, like, normal Torah. This is, you know, stuff to ask Rabbi Zinger about. I don't know, right? So, what?
He's more spiritual. I don't know if it's
Hebrew
that he deals with.
Yeshua Ayin. But the point is, I like Rabbi Zinger very much, honey. We had a great time Friday night. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that, like, you know, he starts singing this song from Reb Nachman, and he's talking, it's like a different language for me. But He sings a song from Nachman, he asks Akasha and with Nachman's words in the song, right? Meritic stuff. But the Chazon Ish and the Toras HaShlomo are saying the Hefsek doesn't have to be Tzamud to the beginning of Shiva Nekiyim. And the Toras HaShlomo is saying this instead of cutting your gimel for that minhag in heebie-jeebie land that women, when they're nidos, don't enter cemeteries. And that minhag apparently is only true when the woman is actually bleeding. But when the blood stopped and she still has not yet gone to mikveh, she is allowed to enter a cemetery, no? That's what the Toras HaShlomo is saying. Now, I'm just surprised how many people ask me shailos about that when it's really a bissel hibbijibbit. But okay, what can we do? Mr. Kornbluth, you're going to defend that this is not a hibbijibbit practice.
No, I'm not. The concern for Poletaship was there is that Poletus will ruin Zion King.
It won't count as one of the seven clean days because maybe Zerah came out, right?
Oh, but she can still continue counting after that, right?
So I'm not going... What?
But she can still... She
you can still continue counting after. It's not so sir, the entire misper,
okay.
Right? So I'll need 8 days instead of 7 days, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Right? We'll talk about Poletus in greater detail when we get there. But the Shachas is Kasha, and for the Chazanish, and the Taurus Hashlomim, you could do Hefsek Tahara before the Haskolas Zayin Nikiyim. Okay, great. Comes along the Rav Megillah Sefer, who, as we know, is our dear beloved friend. And the Megillah Sefer Tainos, that by the fact that the Shach did not give this answer, that's a raya that the Shach does not hold this. And the Shach is saying a chiddush that Hefsek Tahara has to be tzamud to Zayin Nikiyim. And if you look at the Megillah Sefer, he gives lots of Mari Makomis about this type of issue. And the Achrayim discuss, can you do a Hefsek Tahara, let's say, on Tisha B'Av? Because Hefsek Tahara requires rechitza, no? And on Tisha B'Av, we don't wash ourselves. So there's a whole discussion. Maybe I should do a Hefsek Tahara the day beforehand. So again, it's in Mitzis, it could be just the day before and she was bleeding. But for many women, who only have, let's say, 3 days of flow in their periods, so one could argue that, why don't you do it beforehand? The fact that Achrayim don't say you should do it beforehand indicates that you can't. Indicates that Hefsek Tahara has to be Samud to Zayin Nikiyim. It's really not abundantly clear. The Taurus Hashomrim and the Chazanish are saying what seems to be a very good yesod. The Hefsek Tahara does not have to be tzamud. Look in the Megillah Sefer Simen Chaf Hei Os Yud Gimel. And again, there's a lot to discuss in terms of that. Fine, let's go on, Rabbi Osai. No? Let's go weiter. Hefsek Tahara. The Chazon Ish develops a Yesod, which is really tremendous. The Chazon Ish says in Simen Pei Aleph that if a woman... Zuck the Chazon Ish, just he gives you a little bit of science. He says when women get their periods, they're not bleeding the entire time. A period comes, you're bleeding, and then you stop bleeding a bit, no? So says the Chazon Ish, if that's the Metzius Hadavar, so then if I do a bedika right now, and the bedika is dirty, and then I go back and I do another bedika a minute later, lechora, the second bedika doesn't prove anything, because the Metzius is that you don't bleed the entire time. And some of the Svarim say, you know what? Probably it's the same thing if a woman washes herself out. It says in Se'if Gimel that you're supposed to minha kosherhu, that the woman, when she's posekes b'tahara, she should wash herself and wear white garments, etc. But even if you only rachza panash or matra, it helps. If a woman just washes herself out and then does a Hefsek Tahara immediately after, that won't prove anything. Because it could be that she's really bleeding now. Just temporarily, you stop bleeding because you washed yourself out. Right, hooray, if you ever scratched a finger and it's bleeding, so then you wipe it off with a tissue, no? And then you think you stopped bleeding. And then the next thing that happens is around a minute later, you see there's blood coming out, no? It's not the shot that you cut your finger a second time. Right? Lomdus, gentlemen. Right? You didn't cut your finger the second time. The pshat is that it doesn't bleed the entire time. So who had him with a period? Therefore, the Chazanis says, you cannot do a Hefsek Tahara immediately after washing yourself out. You can't do a Bedika immediately after a Bedika. End of conversation. Ayin Badei HaShulchan. And Five of Cohen, on page 288. So revival, Dibar Masnur Shatifsok. He quotes the Chazon Ish. And then revival says that Mistimas Kol HaPoskim, obviously they don't hold like the Chazon Ish. And he proves in the Chavis Das in Sifkatan Aleph, also against the Chazon Ish. You see, our Chavis Das is medayik from the Ramah, that if you have a 3-day Re'iyah, and on day 3 in the morning, you're still bleeding, and immediately after you do a Hefsek Tahara, right, it's going to help. So, Frecht, Reb Five O'Cohen, what do you mean immediately after you do a Hefsek Tahara? Didn't this Hefsek Tahara, you have to wash yourself off? Terrence says, you washed yourself off. And then you do a Hefsek Tahara immediately. So the impression you get from the Chavis Das and Sifkatan Aleph is that you don't need any Zman in between hand. So that's against this Yisod of the Chazon Ish. And Lahalacha, some of the books say that they base it on Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe says that when you rinse yourself off, you have to wait 15 minutes. Some say 10 minutes. I just bought at the Serum Sale of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Shulchan Shlomo on Nida. So Shlomo Zalman says that l'chatchila, you should wait 10 minutes after washing yourself off. Bidi Eved, we could say, as long as more than 3 minutes have elapsed, it's okay. Vishas hadachak gamur, so then we could say that even immediately it's okay, after washing yourself off. Some poskim are machmir by washing themselves off, not by the bedika thing. Others, or even machmir in the bedika, the pashtus over here is, I think Rabbi Willig in his notes on the Rabbi Sabalovsky book on page 313, I didn't look it up again today, but I have in my notes, so I think Rabbi Willig says that L'chatzri should wait 5 minutes. But I have to admit that all of these shiurim of Zman between various bedikos are totally make-believe, no? Now, different poskim, based on these shiurim, they give you different ideal times to do a Hefsek Tahara, no? Some Sfarim say you should do your Hefsek ideally half an hour before Shkia, because that way if it's no good, you'll do another one 10 minutes later. Others say no, all you need is like the amount of Zman, like of Hadlakas Neros, which I guess is 18 minutes in our countries, no? Something like that. Again, all of this is to kind of, we try to be Yotzei the Chazon Ish if you can. If you have a little bit of time, it's also probably a good idea. But if you're really rushed, L'maisa, we can be Mekal, The Rav Moshe is in Chelek Yerideya, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Aleph. That's where the Rav Moshe is. Mr. Kurtz.
Let's say someone's pulling close to Shkia. Is it better to wait and be Somet on Rav Moshe and spend 9 minutes, or is it better to
do it before Shkia? The Chazon Ish is like, right? Waiting after Shkia is like against the Mechaber, or against the Beis Yosef, it's against the Taras HaShlomim, like, that's much more mainstream and post-game, and to rely, and to create a Svek Svek L'Chatzchila, we also don't do, no? We don't do Svek Svek L'Chatzchila, don't say, oh, I'm going to be a Lamdin, I'll dafka delay, don't do that, no? Don't do that, no, bad action.
Wouldn't the
Okay, let's talk about Moch Dachuk's. When Motafuk what?
I was saying that if we're concerned that maybe a few minutes later he's going to bleed again, wouldn't Motafuk solve that problem?
Probably. Yeah, but again, Motafuk in most cases is a chumrah. If it's a one-day and one-day only flow, so then... Now, Motafuk seems to be Zu habedikos moitziya midei kol safek. That's the Lashon of the Rashba in Taurus Habayis that's quoted by the Mechaber in Se'if Aleph. Moch Dachuk is like the most amazing invention in all of Judaism. It solves all problems. It's like the greatest thing ever. We love Moch Dachuk. Now, problem. Moch Dachuk, what does it really mean? Translate the words. Rabotai tagemet hamilot. What does it mean? Moch Dachuk. What's a moch? What's a moch? A spongy thing. Better. A wad of cotton. That's a moch. Dachuk means forced in, stupped in, stuck in, no? A tampon is a moch dachuk, no? Tampons l'cha'ora are moch dachuk. Some of the Kala teachers now feel that l'chatchila you should do tampons as moch dachuk because it's a better sort of moch dachuk. In our world, however, it hasn't fully caught on yet, and women still do mochdachoks by taking a bedikah cloth and sticking it in their vagina and leaving it there from before shkia until after it says, whatever that zman is, the zman that you hold till Motzei Shabbos, we spoke about how you shouldn't be so machmir in that zman, etc. And that Shulchan Shlomo, he says 15 minutes, according to the zmanim of Yerushalayim. Wonderful, gavaldic, amazing. Problem. And with Five O'Cohen on page 293 deals with this issue extensively. Chavistas in Kuftzadi Aleph Sifkat in Ches, the end of Kuftzadi Aleph Sifkat in Ches in the Chavistas, he raises an issue. You see, Moch Dochuk is supposed to fill in the entire area. When I leave a Bedika cloth there in the vagina, it doesn't fill in the entire area. So how does it count as a moch dachuk? And maybe there's going to be some blood on the sides. So the chavistas develops a yisod, that the only way that moch dachuk really helps is that you have a cloth inside, and you also have something that covers the entire external area, the entire external vaginal area, and any blood that would have come out would be caught on those cloths. So basically, you have like I would say it's like a washcloth that you put there, no? And the washcloth would catch any dam that comes out. Some of the poskim say maybe if you're wearing underwear, it should help as a chavistas's moch dachuk. You're wearing white underwear? Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that the white underwear might potentially move away. Underwear moves sometimes, no? I don't want to be too graphic, gentlemen, but you probably all had experience in life that the underwear is in one place at the morning and like in the afternoon it's somewhere else, no? Especially older pairs of underwear. It's an amazing thing. When the underwear has elastic, right, it tends to stay in its place better. You ever figured this out? Okay. Well, there you have it. Everything can be Torah. Everything. All right, so someone is arguing that maybe the underwear will move. But the Chavistas' moch dachuk is simply that you cover the external area. Reb Kiva Eger is bothered with the kasha and the Chavistas. He says, I don't understand. You cover the external area and you have a cloth inside, but maybe there's a little bit of dam that is stuck inside one of the nooks and crannies of the vagina. And maybe that dam came out, and it doesn't come off with your little cloth, and it doesn't end up leaving the vagina to go on the big washcloth on top. So maybe the moch dachuk doesn't solve anything. That's Reb Kiva Eger's shayla in Chuvis, Reb Kiva Eger, Simen Samach. Reb Kiva Eger asks, he says it doesn't really help. So Reb Kiva Eger comes up with a new eitzah for moch dachuk. Reb Kiva Eger's eitzah for moch dachuk is that you take a shvuferes, a tube, remember we learned shvuferes in Kuf Peches, and you stick a moch inside the tube, and then you stick it all the way down, very far deep, so that the moch is going all the way mamish until the opening of the makar. And that's how you do moch dachuk, according to Reb Kiva Eger. Okay, not bad. Problem. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the bedikos are supposed to be ad makom shashamash dosh. That the bedikos are supposed to be as deep as the penis penetrates at climax. Now, the Beis Yosef is bothered. He says, well, one second, it can't go that deep. Fingers tend to be smaller than penises. This is a great invention, right? Fingers tend to be smaller. It can't go that deep. Moreover, Fricht, the Beis Yosef says, then if it's going to go that deep, you can end up scratching yourself. It's not going to be pashut. In other words, what the Beis Yosef is probably suggesting is as follows, a point that the Bach makes. The Bach suggests that the way you do a bedika is that you take many different cloths and you do what we call the plunger method. No? Right? I don't know how many of you ever thought about this. If you have one cloth, it just stays there. If you have a second cloth in, it'll push the first one. You keep on stooping cloths in, it'll go really deep inside, and zuck the back. That's how you do moich dachuk. Now, the Bach does not deal with one major kasha in Metzias, which is, how the heck do you get it out? No? And Rebbe Kiva Eger is bothered, you're going to scratch yourself. So Rebbe Kiva Eger's plunger method with the Shvuferes, also, you know, it's the type of thing, it's not so great. And we don't do it. Look, Rebbe Kiva Eger's method of the Shvuferes would solve our problem. The Chavistasis method in Kufza di Aleph would solve the problem. It's a real mochtachut, but women don't do this. What we do is we just leave a cloth inside the vagina. So the way Rabbi Willig says this, that means it's neither moch, nor is it duchuk. It's neither a wad of cotton, it's just a batika cloth, and it's not really shtupdin, because a piece of cotton inside will end up being in like one area. There's going to be some area to the side. So Rabbi Feivel Cohen argues that if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Resh Zayin, the Sefer HaChinuch says that that's what moch duchuk is. So the Sefer HaChinuch, moch duchuk is just a cloth that you leave inside. Perhaps the Ramban and Perek Beis Halacha Beis also sounds that way. But Hayotze, it's hard to exactly defend our practice of moch duchuk the way we do it. It is not azah poshut. Oh. Okay. Now, we spoke a few minutes ago about bedika that happens after one day re'iyah and one day re'iyah only. And we said that, how could that be? Don't you have to wait 5 days? That was the Shach's kasha. And we had a few answers, right? The Chavis Das's razzle-dazzle answer. The Shach has two answers. They'll answer two. The Shach is hard to understand. Some suggest that maybe the answer over here is that if you have a Tamei Bedika, maybe that is the case of a one day re'iyah and one day re'iyah only. Because remember, Bedika is a suffix d'oraisa. So the Shach's kula by Ksumah won't apply to Bedikos. And maybe if I have a Tamei Bedika, that's a one day re'iyah and one day re'iyah only. Halacha l'maisa, we assume that with a Tamei Bedika, you don't need to do a Moch Dachuk Me'ikar Hadin. Look in the tshuva of the Maharash Engel, Chelek Vav Simen Mem Aleph. Maybe we can discuss this next time very briefly, but it seems like we have to daven Mincha. Okay, Rabbi Osai, should have a wonderful day. I'd like to have a shir again on Wednesday and on Thursday. Tomorrow we have Dr. Chudnov coming, God willing. And prepare your questions for him. He's good.